In the hours and days following the earthquake in Haiti, millions of Americans sent in donations.
The United States alone in this first phase has supplied nearly $700 million in assistance. Nearly one half of all households in America have contributed something to private relief efforts.
The Red Cross and other nonprofits made it easy to give. 15 seconds sending a text message and you'd done your part for charity.
Turns out it was easier to give money than it was to spend it. We're following the money into Haiti. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 12th, so we're going to be tracking down where if you gave, as many people did, to Haiti, we're going to track down where all that money went and whether it's been spent or not.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Friends, family, and supporters of the victims of a shooting spree in Tucson, Arizona, gathered just blocks from the site of the rampage for Memorial Mass. Six people were killed, 14 injured, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who's in critical condition at the University of Arizona Medical Center, her condition unchanged from yesterday, and that's a positive sign. Bishop Gerald Kikanis led the service at St. Odelia Church, where 9-year-old victim Christina Taylor Green had been a member of the children's choir.
Everyone in our community is in grief.
There were plans for picketing at the funerals of the shooting victims. Oddly enough, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed emergency legislation, though, blocking protests within 300 feet of a funeral. And Arizona State Senator Paula Aboud says the families of the shooting victims should not have to endure protests.
This is a very painful time for so many of us, and we must protect the sacred moments that these families have to say goodbye to their loved ones.
There will be another memorial at the University of Arizona later today. The president will deliver remarks. The president and the first lady will attend.
The parents of shooter Jared Loughner accused shooter Jared Loughner expressed shock and grief in their first public statement last night. There are no words that can possibly express how we feel, it says in the statement. We wish that there were so we could make you feel better. We don't understand why this happened. The Taliban took aim at Afghan intelligence services today, killing 7 people and wounding more than 30 in 3 separate attacks, including a suicide bombing on a bus in the capital. Those attacks come just a day after Vice President Biden made a surprise visit to Afghanistan, checking in on a training center for Afghan security forces. The vice president is in Pakistan today. He'll meet with the president, the prime minister, and the country's top army chief to discuss joint efforts to fight militants in North Waziristan.
Yesterday, it was a surprise visit to Yemen for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She focused on counterterrorism, saying it was in the interest of both Yemen and the United States to crack down on extremists.
Stopping these threats would be a priority for any nation, and it is a priority for the United States. It is also a priority for Yemen.
It was the first time a U.S. Secretary of State had visited the very insular country in more than 2 decades. After also visiting Oman, Clinton is now off in Qatar. It's the first anniversary of the Haiti earthquake, as we said a moment ago, which killed more than 200,000 people. A year later, more than 1 million people are still homeless from that quake, living in makeshift tent communities.
According to newly released census data, young college graduates have been heading to cities in the Sun Belt during the recession. Among the top 10 metropolitan areas popular among new graduates, 7 were in the South and Southwest, including Austin, Texas, and Raleigh, North Carolina. And New York City has declared a weather emergency. Forecasters had predicted maybe 8 to 12 inches of snow. It looks like the snow is still falling in some places. Boston could get a foot of snow before the storm moves on. Asian markets and European indices are up right now, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 11,671, the S&P at 1,274, and the NASDAQ at 2,716.
So what's the story behind the price on things that we buy? Do you buy the expensive wine or the cheap wine? How do you value a human life? It all gets priced. And in the book, The Price of Everything, we'll solve the mystery of why we pay what we do. We'll be talking with author Eduardo Porter a little later on. And in the months following last year's devastating earthquake, a lot of money went in. What came out of Haiti?